Congress adjourns tomorrow and leaves Washington for its August recess, with lots of work left undone. Republicans and Democrats in the Senate are at an impasse over energy legislation, fighting over what to tackle. Republicans want to deal with an oil speculation bill, while Democrats want to move on to the tax extender bill, which would give tax breaks to businesses and teachers and tax credits to renewable energy projects. The energy bill is also the latest vehicle for easing the income tax hit for plaintiffs in the Exxon Valdez punitive damage verdict. But Senator Lisa Murkowski says her own Republican Party won't back the bill because they're not getting what they want in the oil speculation bill.
We've got to pass the tax extenders bill. But we also recognized that as soon as we moved to tax extenders, we were off of the energy legislation. So that's where kind of the chess game unfolds, if you will.
Democrats had offered to allow Republicans to make amendments to the oil speculation bill, but negotiations fell apart earlier this week.
This is where people get frustrated with us. This is one of the reasons why Congress is sitting at dismally, abysmal approval ratings. They're looking for action right now. So, yes, it is frustrating. We want to address the energy issue. But when we kind of dig in and say, well, you can't offer any amendments, and us saying, well, then you can't move on to anything else, guess what happens? Nothing.
Congress doesn't return to Washington until September, after the national party conventions officially select their presidential nominees.